Blog Talk Radio.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't.
Welcome everybody to Enlightenment and Empower. Empower and Enlightenment. Enlightenment and Empower.
Say something
and
different.
I know I was.
I was getting ready to come out.
That was almost goddess talk, but this isn't goddess talk. So.
No. It starts with another letter on the alphabet.
Yes, it does. It starts with E. I should know that.
And vowel.
Yes, I know.
An E.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyways, welcome to Enlightenment and Empower. We've got actually a really cool show for you tonight. We've got Mama on the phone with us, and she's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes to talk.
We love Mama.
To talk about this funky energy that's happening. So she's going to discuss that.
You know, I wasn't really, like, I was just coasting with the energy. I was trying to just let it ebb and flow. My Pisces was just trying to ride the wave, the fish. And then today happened, and the tsunami wants to come and wreak some chaos on some people because of, yeah.
I'm telling you, now you feel it. Now you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just a little increment. It came to a head today to where we were dropping the F-bomb in the parking lot a couple times. It was, yeah. Energy came to a little bit of a spike.
Today. Yeah. I mean, I know that for the past 2 weeks we've been talking about this, but obviously it's been going on a lot longer. But it comes to the point where, you know, I'm just burn it, just burn everything, everything, go to hell, I don't care, you know, and recognizing it and then feeling that and knowing that this is not my normal is actually a good thing.
Right.
But it doesn't help. It doesn't help that I get
upset. It doesn't ease it. It doesn't take it away. It doesn't make it any easier to try to get through it. It just, you can just recognize it and be like, have something to blame in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, for me to snap, you know, that fast, like I snapped at Thomas and it was a lecture he had to listen to and then a lecture of an apology he had to listen to afterwards. But it was like, I couldn't stop. It was like over something so asinine, it just bubbled up inside of me and it was just like, and I'm not like that. And that's, I think, what shocked him most.
Well, maybe, and this is just something that just popped in my head, maybe it was just because you let it build and keep by, you know, just holding it to yourself and just letting it coast, per se, you know what I mean? Because it wasn't something
to
worry about.
That situation, yes, but the way where I took it to was kind of a different level.
Yeah, you're just that, you have that last little string.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to be getting into that, so... Hi, everybody out there. Hi, Amy. Hi, Tammy. Tammy's on.
Hi, Tammy.
Tammy's
oh,
the winner
goodness.
Of our goddess
yes,
box
she
last
is.
Night.
She's Miss Sassy.
Yeah.
You think I'm bad. Put us together. It's all like Donkey Kong.
Hi, Alyssa. Hi, Linda.
Hi, so ladies.
So we've got people building up in here, which is great. Beautiful thing happening. Let's talk about the moon. Where's the moon at? What are we doing?
Moon is waning. She's still fairly large, but she is waning. So it's action on what didn't work for your manifestations. If something didn't come to fruition, then you kind of want to reevaluate, rethink, reintroduce something new, maybe something to tweak it to make it better so that when your new moon comes up next Thursday, you can have that already lined up, ready to go. You kind of ironed out some of the more of the kinks to help and hopefully succeed in your manifestations for the following month.
Okay, so we're still in gratitude, but we're also just watching, keeping an eye on things.
Right, you always want to be, gratitude should be something as a daily thing, in my opinion. Again, with our stuff today, I just hugged my mother. We got back to the apartment. On the sidewalk, I walked up to her. I gave her a big hug. We were literally looking up at the heavens, thanking my grandmother, thanking my grandfather, thanking the universe, thanking everybody that made it for her to be safe and get into the parking lot of a complex versus being out on Market Street when that happened.
Right.
So it really was just this a bone-shaking type of, there is a higher power out there, and there are so many guides and angels and spirits that walk with us and help us and protect us, that it's just something you have to be grateful every day.
Right.
Every day, there's something to be grateful for.
Right.
So you always want to show that gratitude
and
have that for everything.
And it's also important that you're grateful for everything, regardless of, you know, for all the good things and all the bad things.
Right, because you're grateful for the bad things, because now you know that's not what you want. You want to focus on something else. It lets you redirect to what you do want to focus on.
Right, and not only that, it could also be, like, right in the moment when something's taken away from you. You may not be happy about it, but if you understand the way that this, I want to say complex, but it's not really complex universe. We make it complex.
Right.
This very simple universe works is that, well, you have to have, you know, in order to get from point A to point B,
right,
you have to leave point A.
You want to know something funny right now?
Yes.
And its simplicity is what makes it complex.
Yeah.
Because we can't wrap our head around the simplicity of things. Kind of like book smarts versus common sense.
Yeah.
A lot of people that have book smarts don't have common sense. And it baffles them, and they don't know how to do this and that. Meanwhile, people with common sense are saying, what are you doing?
Yeah, so you're making it so difficult.
Yeah, so kind of the same thing, a little bit.
Yeah, so understanding that you have to leave A to get B.
Yes.
You may not like it, but if you want to get there, that's the way it goes. So just being grateful for everything, being grateful for waking up, being grateful for feeling every breath, being grateful that it rained here, being grateful that we're not in the middle of a firestorm as they are in California, where lots of houses are burning down. So we do want to send a lot of love and light over that way. And once again,
pray for rain.
Yes, it's this big, big, big shift that's happening everywhere. I mean, there was an earthquake yesterday in San Jose, California. There's a firestorm that started a couple days ago.
Wow.
You know, alone we've gotten, what was it?
There's been a lot of fires 11, all the way through.
11,000 people have houses have burned to the ground in State Farm only.
Wow.
And that's yesterday and today.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And that's just State Farm insurance in California. Just State Farm.
Whoa.
So, yeah, there's a lot happening, you know, between, you know, if we go back, we look at what Harvey did, then we look at what Katya did, and then what Irma did, and then
Jose,
and then Maria. And then now we have these storms, which are firestorms in California, which they're named too. I just don't know their names. They named the firestorms. And
That's the first I've ever heard of that, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their phenomenon.
Right. And
so
then there's an earthquake. So we're definitely in an adjustment.
I feel like Mother Nature's trying to press the reset button. And I know that sounds really like blunt and maybe not emotional or sensitive about it. And that's not at all where it's coming from.
Right.
As much as it just literally reset button just popped in my head. So I don't know if somebody's trying to send me a sign. Reset for Mother Nature, because it's hard and it's awful for lives that are lost and items that are lost, but for the people that are still here, it makes you value that much more of the community and your family and your, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It brings you closer.
Right.
I know these hardships are awful, and I'm not saying that they're not, but it really it may be that they need to be brought closer, that there's a reason for it.
Right. So everybody out there, hey, Jen, everybody out there, you know, let's send a lot of love and light out to California. You know, Texas is still recovering. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What is it?
Puerto Rico,
thank you, is not recovering, but they're doing their best. They still don't have electricity. They still don't have cellular or phone services. Pretty much the entire island is
shut down
and people can't get off the island, so you know people are getting sick and everything, and even though you know some aid has been sent down to them, it's not enough aid. And you know, why can't we just move them off of the island for a little while? You know,
there's enough boats, just send some boats and pick some people up.
Yeah, even if it's a cruise ship, just take them.
Yeah,
you know, go down there and get them off.
Yeah,
Rayma's on. Hey Rayma.
Hi Rayma.
So, the news, intuitive development. I have a class coming up this October 21st and 22nd, 28th and 29th. It is a 2-weekend commitment.
And actually, this just popped in my head too.
Yes.
It's actually a very good time to take it because the veils are thinnest at those, you know what I mean? Of all the times of the year to take a course like this where you want to tap into your intuitive side, this is a really good time to take it because veils are thin in this month, and it's only going to get thinner as the month goes on, so it'll make it that much easier to tap into that natural intuitive side that everybody has.
Cool. Anything that will help in that situation, right? Anything that helps and pushes things forward.
Yeah, it just popped in my head.
So we've got that going on. This is the last week to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give everybody till Friday. Well, Saturday. I'll say
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Sign up.
It is a good luck day. It only feeds bad luck if you feed the bad luck, but
yeah,
it's a good luck day.
That's going to be at Hearts and Soul Wellness Center in Oak Island. So if you're interested, please email me, give me a call, shoot me a Facebook message and say, I want to be there, and we'll get you all signed up. We also have a winter scarf drive still going on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a GoFundMe page out there for it. I also have a Facebook donation page out there for it. What we're trying to do is here in Wilmington, especially, it's going to be a really cold winter. And for in the South, it's not supposed to be that cold. But I have meteorologists who are on my side here. You may not be able to see them, but they're here. And they're constantly telling me that with the shift that's happening, we are going to get some very, very, very cold weather. So with that,
it makes me want a fireplace again.
Well, I have one, so you can come over and cuddle around it if you want to.
Have to get here.
With that, we are crocheting scarves. We're taking donations for yarn, gently used scarves, any money that you want to donate. If you want to join with us,
Island.
I can definitely send you the page and you can donate, or you can crochet. I actually have some friends in California right now who are making a box. Raymond says, I have hats, gloves, and scarves for you. Thank you. Yes,
yay!
Raymond. Yay. We'll take them. We'll take them. We're going to take them down to homeless shelters and once again, pass them out or give them to the director and have him pass it out. It's not about our notoriety. We could care less. It's just about keeping the people warm.
Right. Paying it forward. It really is just doing good for people. Doing good for someone that needs it. I mean, it's not about what you get back from it, except that smile.
Right.
It's the smile. It's knowing that they're going to be a little bit warmer and they're going to feel a little bit more comfort.
Right.
Versus, you know, it's kind of just, you got to picture it in your head and close your eyes and visualize it. And you actually feel better even just visualizing being able to do that for someone.
Yeah. And so any little bit helps. We've got, what did we say last night? 33 scarves.
Jennifer says she had 5, so that's 38.
Yeah, that's 38. So we're working our way up there, and then whatever Ray is coming up, sending over. So we have that.
Hi, Taylor.
We are all out of Guinevere.
Yes, we are. I like when we're out.
Yes, I do too. I like when we're out. We have not a single box left of Guinevere. That is our goddess box for Goddess Talk, which was on yesterday, which we pre-recorded. But now we're stepping into Athena.
Yes, Greek goddess of wisdom, and some people have told me courage.
Yes, we've got courage and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I mean, I was typing up the stuff and I was just sitting here watching, or not watching, but feeling her energy. And her big message is that, you know, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to help you. However, you already have this knowledge.
Right.
If you're just if you sit and be quiet, you can focus in on it. But I'm more than welcome to stand by and to help you. And one of the things that came through was that she says, all that you're going through is never a test. It is that the truth is being revealed to you.
So
once
we might
again,
want to keep that in mind with all this crazy energy.
Right. With, in order to get to B from point A, you have to leave point A.
Yes, you have to make that first step.
And then there's we're going to do also a special gift for all of the subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you sit on that because I don't know yet. And also in the box, because last month that we had given a pendant. The goddess pendant, the wooden goddess pendant. This one has a magnetic hematite tiger's eye bracelet.
Oh, tiger's eye.
For grounding. Because when you're grounded, then the
yes.
whole world opens up. The other thing that she said, which I thought was interesting, was your rose-colored glasses have been removed and the vibrant colors are visible with your naked eye. Nothing can be hidden from you. So... it's not rosy.
Take your blinders off, basically.
Take your blinders off. So if you're interested, you can definitely sign up now to get in.
I think we only have 4 boxes left for November.
Yeah.
If memory serves me
right. If all subscribers keep moving forward, then we would only have 4 left.
Mm-hmm.
So we already only have 4 left of November. So if you want to get on to a goddess box,
right now.
You go to mygoddessliving.com. And we will get you through, mygoddessliving.com to sign up for your goddess box. I was reading at the same time and my words came out funny. So you're going to scroll down into, whatever. You're going to scroll down. I was looking at that and that threw me off.
Yes.
Yes. So
you're going to go to
mygoddessliving.com. Scroll all
to
the bottom
and hit subscribe.
And hit subscribe and put that in, and it's automatically sent to you monthly. So, and also in the Goddess Box, it's the only box ever out there that you're going to get the Made in Minx products. There is no other box that you're going to get that.
Yes, that is true.
It's exclusive.
Exclusively for Goddess Box subscribers through us.
Yes, through us. So, important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got a very special lady on hold here.
Yes.
And
I love Mama Chris. I want a hug from Mama Chris. I feel like I already am getting a hug from Mama Chris right now.
Mama Chris is on the line, and she's going to talk to us about this crazy thing that's happening and how we can move through it with grace and ease, you know, and whatever. So I'm going to let her talk. Mama, are you there? Hold on. I may not have clicked you. All right, now you're there. Mama, are you there?
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yay. I got you. If you can hear me on your computer too, you may want to turn the volume down because you're going to get a delay.
Okay, I don't have the computer volume on. Just your picture.
Okay. Okay. All right. So talk to us about what this very aggressive, angry energy is.
Well, first of all, let me thank you, ladies, for inviting me and having me, and this is totally awesome.
Of course.
And I just want to say aloha to you both. The energy. Wow. It's been going on literally since 1/1/2017. We are in the year one. We are in the manifesting year. The 1/1 gate, started to open in January, and it's all about things coming up and getting rid of the old stuff. And we are noticing people that we have followed or admired for years, and they are now beginning to not be admired so much. Some of the things that that they've stood for secretly are coming to the forefront. And this makes negative energy. I'm not a real big fan of negative, positive, and I don't do right, wrong, good, bad, for the most part. But in this particular case, one is beginning. It's cleansing. It's what we're supposed to do. We're getting ready right now. Today, actually, is the 10-10 gate. So happy 10 gate, everybody. And 10 gate just means that if you add those numbers together, numerology, it comes up to one. Today's date comes up to the number one, which takes us all the way back to January 1st. So it is a total collection of all of the energy, good, bad, and indifferent, that we've had all year. And it just totally magnifies. And so today is like the big boom day, I guess you could call it. And for the rest of the year, we'll sort of begin to go into this dormant, kind of sleepy winter kind of harvesting. You know, everything's done, everything's grown. And so now it's time. The harvest has come in with the harvest moon, and it's now waning. And we'll have a new moon in just a few days. And so all of this negative energy has been building. And what happens is, as the masculine energy is lowering and it is about to hit its lowest point and the feminine energy has been rising, it's just a real imbalance. And we don't know what to do with this imbalance because a lot of us don't view the world the way we used to. We don't believe in things the way we used to. We don't see the things the way we used to. But yet we still live in this world, this earth, that is still a three-dimensional place for the most part. And even though that is dying off and we're raising our vibration, a lot of things aren't at that vibration yet. And so when you're not in this vibration and you're not synced up with this vibration, you just have these emotions. And as humans, we have them. We express them as anger, frustration, and these are things that come up, and those are the labels that we give it. But basically, it's just we don't know what to do with this energy. And it's so massive, and it's so intense that we need to get rid of it. And so the easiest way for us to do it, because negative is always easier than positive. Okay, so you look at it, that it's so much easier to get angry than it is to throw love at something. You know, the guy cuts you off, makes you slam on brakes. You have your three children in the car, and what do you want to do? You want to just scream at him, and if you could catch him, you'd probably go and stop him and at least tell him off really good, okay? Instead of throwing love at him and saying, oh, please let this individual get where he's going safely, and whatever his issue is that made him pull out in front of me, please release him from that. And that's harder for everyone to do that. And so as a collective consciousness, I'm angry, so now you're angry, so now you're angry, so now you're angry, and it's that trickle-down effect. So we've started on Oak Island, we have started a group, and it's expanded. We have people now in different parts of the world, actually. At 2 o'clock every day, we have what we call the happy thought. And no matter where you are, at 2 o'clock, your time, you have a happy thought. Now, people say, well, why not 2 o'clock my time, and it would be 12 o'clock your time? No, if the more different times a day we have happy thoughts, the more happiness we're spreading out into the universe. So
that is amazing the way that you guys did that, because you're right. If you do it at 2 o'clock, if you're doing it at 2 o'clock, if California does it at 2 o'clock their time, it would be
right,
5 o'clock our
and
time.
Central,
Central.
Two.
It spreads it along throughout the day. That is a beautiful thing, Mama.
Thank you. And it's just a happy thought. We're not trying to change anything. All we're trying to do is raise the collective consciousness vibration. So
right.
If your grandchildren make you happy, that's your happy thought. If riding your bike for 2 hours and nobody being around you and the wind blowing in your hair is your happy thought, that's what you think of. So it can be anything that brings a smile to your face. And you can do this when you're driving. You can do this when you're working. Just 2 o'clock every day, wherever you are, you have a happy thought. And you're trying really hard to get that vibration out into the universe. So that's kind of our way of staying off this anger, is by us having that happy thought, we're raising our vibration too.
Right.
So the island's a little happier. You know, the people you meet in Oak Island, Southport, they're all a little happier, and it's kind of our way of pushing back and saying, we're not going to be quite as angry today. And that gives you that moment to sit back and say, oh, that poor man that just cut me off, he just really didn't know what he was doing, and just sending him love and sending him on his way. And then you can let him go and move on to something else.
So how, and I've asked you this before, but I'm asking for now for everybody. How long are we going to be in this hostile energy? Or very quick to draw, I should say.
We have to go through one more Mercury retrograde, and unfortunately that's not until December 3rd. So once we go through this last Mercury retrograde, before that it will start calming down some, but it really won't stop until we go through the retrograde and we get through that and that last set of moons. And so pretty much it's going to be Christmas time is going to be a really fun, because people are going to just start feeling happier again and really getting into the spirit. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, everybody's going to have that same spirit of giving and happier. And I think the collective vibration is just coming at a really good time, because everybody's going to be tired of being in this lull, being angry, not being at their vibrational potential. And so with the holidays, you know, the music's happy, people are happy, people are greeting each other with smiles. And so I think all of that together will help boost that and give that kind of a jump start. You don't have to celebrate Christmas to get that that same happy, glowy attitude. So I think that's probably a really good time for people to start really concentrating on and do something nice for people. You know, that kind of helps you break the cycle. If you're, I was in line the other day at Walmart, and this lady was paying for something, and she goes, "Oh, I'm going to have to break a 20." And I said, "No, you won't." She only needed like $1.50 or $2 or something, and I just gave it to the lady at the cash register, and you know, so she didn't have to break her 20. It didn't slow the line down. So the people behind us weren't getting angry, and it was just, it made me feel good without putting my ego into it, because it wasn't done for the ego. It was just done to make her feel good, to help her with her day. And
right.
She probably could have paid that $2 50,000 times over. That wasn't the point. It was just
right.
the point that she was going to have to dig her pocketbook back out, et cetera, et cetera. And it was just a nice vibrational raise. So if you can think of something, you know, nice to do, hold a door open for somebody. Because the more collective consciousness that we put out there with a higher vibration, then the faster this whole negative energy, and I use that term loosely, this negative energy, anger, people want to sleep all the time, or they want to eat all the time, or they can't sleep at all, or they are angrier, or they do find themselves snapping, or they have less patience. And so if we can raise our vibration collectively, then that will change sooner.
Okay. So
that,
I've also noticed it does. I've also noticed that it kind of serves, it comes in waves. Like over the weekend, I was okay. You know, I was good. I was feeling good. I was getting back into routine. And then I felt it slowly decreasing again. And it's kind of like I was in quicksand, just sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, I don't know if anybody else is feeling it out there like that as well. But I mean, today was a better day than yesterday was. but you know, we're
Manic Monday.
And I'm feeling better today, but I can also, and I don't know if it's because of my sensitivity, but I can feel that drop, that boom. It's almost like I hit the floor. You know, now I have to get back up again.
Right.
Do you
and there again, yes, you're exactly right. And that's all part of this energy drain. Okay, look at it this way. We have our planets are kind of off balance right now that are around us. And we've had a lot of stuff going on. You know, we've had the eclipse. We've had and we knew we were going to have really quirky energy for 45 to 60 days after the eclipse. We knew that going in. So we've had the eclipse. We've had this harvest moon, which was really close to the Earth this year. We've had three planets in total alignment this summer for a longer period of time than they have been in a really long time. So look at your body this way. When we have just a really strong full moon, tides and the rivers and the water, and think of how all that rises even more at a high tide than normal.
Yep.
And so since we are predominantly liquid, imagine what this does to our bodies.
Right.
So half the time you're polar to polar, so you're being pulled north to south. And then part of the time when the planets and the moon and everything line up just right, you're being pulled from side to side. And it just pulsates. And by the time we get regulated and our bodies get right and our chakras get right and our meridians get right from being pulled one way, the phases change and the planets move, and now gravity's pulling us another way. So we have this external thing on top of all of this energy flow. So, you know, it's like being on a treadmill or a hamster wheel. You're just not going anywhere.
Right.
So what we have to do is we have to change our perception and how we perceive this. And we have to start making those vibrational changes. And if we can make them as a collective consciousness, then we can get out of this muck and mire a whole
okay.
lot easier, because we're doing it together instead of just by ourselves. You can do it just by yourself, but it's a whole lot easier when you do it together.
Right.
Right. So everybody out there, what Mom's suggesting, because we'll now be practicing this over on
happy
this side,
thought.
Is happy thought at 2:00. If you want to set an alarm on your phone or on your watch, I just took a post-it note and stuck it on my computer.
Yep.
That says 2 p.m. happy thought. And I, even though I live in the East Coast, I work in the West Coast, so I'm going to hit 2:00 twice.
And a little thing, I would also, when you think of your happy thought, which it should automatically make you do because it's your happy thought, smile. Because then you'll tap
yes.
into that much better, and it'll make it that much more genuine and powerful for that happy thought.
Cool.
Because we're collectively manifesting this to change.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We're bringing this to the more we embrace each other and manifest this change to happen, then the faster it is. And if we manifest this together, we can manifest everything together. We can, you know, when we're having our happy thought, or when we're trying to manifest ourselves out of this, manifest something for someone else at the same time. You
yeah.
know, this is where I'm headed, and I'm manifesting that the same positive energy go to Anaswara, okay? Or to, like I heard earlier, to my mother. Okay,
right.
You're talking about your mom, all right? So you can you can not only manifest for yourself through this time, but because these next 2.5 months are going to be kind of a collective gathering of all the downloads that we've had since January from the universe, and everything's going to kind of sort of be puzzles going into place. It'd be a perfect time to manifest just unity and love and all the things and happiness, just purity happiness, you know, and just knowing that we are exactly where we're supposed to be. And we are exactly where we're supposed to be. It just seems so magnified. And one thing is because everybody's throwing it down our throats. You know, you get it online, you get it on TV, you get it on the radio, you just get all the stuff that's not happy being thrown at you instead of the stuff that is happy. And that throws us off balance. And it's all about balance. If we don't have balance, we don't have anything.
Right.
Because that's how the world and the universe and everything runs on balance. And you get balance with 5 words. Love, trust, believe, gratitude, allowing, and all that brings balance. So when you go through your day, remember, love yourself. You know, it's hard for some people, but love yourself. You're worthy. Trust yourself. Trust your abilities. Believe in yourself. Believe that you can do whatever it is you've set out to do. Have gratitude for everything, even if it's not what you want. Be grateful for the experience because it taught you something. Allow. Just get out of your own way and allow the universe to give you the blessings. And all that makes... Okay, there, is that better?
Better.
And allow. Okay. And then just allow the universe. Tell the universe what you want, and then allow the universe to give it to you. And all of that together put together makes balance. So when you go through your day and you're feeling kind of down, ask yourself, well, am I doing love? Am I doing trust? Am I doing belief? Am I doing allowing? Am I doing gratitude? And I bet at least one of those things is missing when you ask yourself that. So if you work on that one thing, you'll pop back up to your vibration.
So I would encourage everybody out there to, you know, not just themselves, but if you can get your family members, you know, your coworkers, mm-hmm. and just say, hey, we want to try this out. You know, let's see what happens every day at 2:00. And it only takes a second.
Right.
You know, think of something happy, smile, feel it in your body. Because remember, manifesting, as I've said many times before, is not just about the seeing it or the talking about it. It's about the feeling it. And you have to feel that within you. So feel that joy, feel that compassion, and we'll be doing it on our side. So as mm-hmm. it goes, it will be those of you who are in Hawaii will hit 2:00 before, you know, California hits 2:00, before Texas hits 2:00, before we hit 2:00. So if we can keep that chain going, and once again, just taking that moment and being grateful for loving, for trusting, for believing, you know, for allowing, and just that 1 second, imagine that energy that's being sent out into the universe. So at the beginning of the year, I was talking about how this, you know, the shift was in a 1 year. There was a lot of independence coming in because of one. We are going into a 2 year, and it happens to be an 11 year at the same time. Mama, could you tell me more about the 2-11 year that we're going into?
Yes. Be glad to, Betty girl. This year that we're getting ready to leave has been all about beginning, manifesting, deciding what we want, kind of finishing cleaning our closet, so to speak, and really focusing on the new and improved. Now, the 2 year or the 11 year is all about putting those things into motion. You've made your decisions. You've started the new beginning. You have the blueprint in your mind. You may have even started something, but now is the really hard work. Okay, and when I say hard work, I don't mean it has to be treacherous, but it's where you really put your time in and you really do your focus. When you're working with two, you really need to be focused. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a lot of meditation going on in this coming year, trying to make sure that you stay, don't become scattered, okay, because that's going to make your 3 year worse,
mm-hmm.
okay? So in this particular year coming up, I really think everybody just really needs to be as focused as they possibly can. Any thoughts on that?
No, I mean I think that it's good because I mean, you know, numerology speaking, and we're looking at the Hylia, we're looking at the, you know, highly spiritual. And
yes.
Two coming in, because 11 is the high, you know, highest spiritual number that we've got, which is a part of manifesting and creating, but then we're always creating anyways. So this two that's coming in also brings in unity, which means that you're not alone anymore. You know, you can ask for assistance. There's going to be a variety of things that are going to be available to you to help you through that. But I'm sorry, I'm jumping around so much. Earlier this year, you had talked about the veils, you know, opening and being easier to see through, and a lot of things were going to be revealed. And so with that, is that still continuing, right? The 12 gates?
Yes. 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 The veils are getting thinner and thinner and thinner and will be till the end of the year. Once the new 2 year cycle comes in,
uh-huh.
Actually, the veils pretty much are going to, they're never going to go back like they were. They're always going to be thinner because we're raising our vibration closer to the other side. And the closer
right.
we get to that, the thinner the veils will be. But 2 year is, like I said, it's about, we need to do a lot of.
She waved at us.
Yeah. Need to do a lot of meditation. We need to practice and think about our sensitivity.
Uh-huh.
It's a gradual process, okay? And it's more of making that steady course. And the veils are thinner. And so if that's why the meditation is so important, because we need to learn in year two how to listen.
Okay.
Because this is a whole different ball game, because this is a whole new evolution. Okay. It's not just your normal 10 years ago, year two. Okay. Year one, year three. This is a whole new time. And the age of Aquarius is a whole new thing. And we don't even read, when you're doing an astrology chart now, you don't even do it like you used to. There's a whole new way. It's all so much more about intuitiveness and paying attention to what's going on around you and paying attention to where you're headed and listening to the signs. I don't know if anybody saw. Was that to me?
No, that was to Leia. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Leia was on with us.
I didn't have my glasses on.
I didn't want to interrupt you, Mama, but Leia was making a funny comment, so I was making her comment with a post-it note.
We said hi to her, and she waved. She waved to her.
Not a problem. Not a problem. There's on my Facebook page. yesterday, I have a Christmas cactus, and my mother passed away a year ago this month, and on Christmas, the Christmas cactus bloomed like it does every year.
Mm-hmm.
On Mother's Day weekend, the Christmas cactus bloomed. In June, on her birthday, the Christmas cactus bloomed, and now this 1 year, and the Christmas cactus has bloomed.
She's with you, Mom.
Exactly. So we just really have to pay attention to these. She's telling me something. She has a message for me. Yes, she's with me, but she's got something she wants me to hear, something I'm not
right.
listening to. So in year two, we really have to practice. If the veils are going to be thinner, we have to learn how to listen so that when they're talking to us, we can hear them from the other side. And sometimes it'll be something as simple as the flower blooming. And
right.
sometimes it will be, you can smell their perfume. You feel something touch your cheek. And these are things that we need to really pay attention to in this upcoming year. And that's what all of this, being really sensitive, and that's all the anger and everything is we're so
right.
in tune, and we're so sensitive to everything that's going on around us, and we're just not real sure how to handle it yet, because we're all just kind of getting used to it. And so when we have these feelings, we just don't know where to put them yet. And so that's what this next year is about, is learning how to balance. So it's this being a new evolution. It's a little bit different than in years past when we've had a year one or a year two. Some of the same things still hold true, but in addition to, we really have things that we need to work on, because what we're doing now is we're sowing the seeds for a whole new way of living, a whole new way of believing. All of the things that we see as negative now are going to leave. But sometimes things have to look bad. You notice I said look bad, not be bad. Look bad
right.
before they actually get better. And that's where we're headed. And it's such an exciting time. It's just, you know, we are at the very base of a whole new lifestyle for the human race, and it's happening all over the globe. It's just that the things that are being put in front of us are all of the things that are in the negative light instead of the things that are the people that are coming together and doing things like your radio show and like the goddess packages. You know, these things that people are doing all over the world that are making the world come together. But there's a lot of people out there that don't want us to know that. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but there
right.
really are. There's a lot of people that they're fighting it because the masculine energy is dropping so fast. They just don't know what to do. They're not being evil. They're not being mean. They just don't know what to do. And so being angry and attacking and shooting each other and beating each other up and all the horrible things that we see, it's the only way they know to release this energy that they have because they just haven't hit that enlightenment period yet. It's there. They've all been exposed to it. They just don't know what to do with it because they're so covered in that heavy masculine energy. And the fact that its feminine energy has risen so high, they just confuses them. They don't know what to do. So they're not trying to be these evil, awful people. They just don't know what to do, and they're confused. And so what's happening is we're becoming confused and we're becoming angry just to kind of let us say, oh, now I kind of understand where they're coming from so that we can meet them where they are. Because that's what we have to do now. We have to meet people where they are. And not everybody's going to be where you're at. So you have to learn how to meet them there and accept them and be grateful for them where they're at. You may not agree with them. You may not think they're doing right. But you have to meet them where they are. And so when we get these things like being angry, yelling at Thomas, which you and I will talk about later, young lady, but when we do these things like yelling at Thomas and such, it's because that's how the universe is teaching us how to have compassion for these people that aren't where you are yet.
Right.
They're not at that vibration level. So they're teaching you, that's just their way of teaching you how to have compassion. And we have to have compassion for each other. It's how we're going to survive this. We don't have to agree. We don't have to be buddy-buddy. But we have to have respect and compassion for each other.
Absolutely.
The universe demands it. The universe demands
now,
it.
Mama, I have a question for you. You were talking about how we're going into a 2-year, an 11-year, and looking out for signs and things like that. I've always been in tune to nature and always loved to just go out and try to capture her beauty with pictures and look at all the creatures. I'm very much, you know, just love animals. Okay. Past 2 weeks, I started some rites and, I have been inundated with creatures. I mean, my sidewalk going to my car, there's like 100 worms. There are worms at midday. Okay. These are earthworms. They don't come out during the day because they're going to bake in the sun and suffocate. Okay. They are literally crossing my path at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it's like 85, 90 degrees outside. So I'm putting them back in the ground.
Right.
Okay. But there's earthworms. There's inundation of dragonflies, dozens of them. Okay. There are doves. I went and did a sunrise at the beach to get in touch with spirit and just do some manifestation work, and I was doing my affirmations, had my eyes closed, and I kid you not, Mama, I was sitting there, eyes closed, and when I opened my eyes, I looked to the left, and a dove is staring at me, okay? So there's the doves. I have ravens. I have 3 ravens that frequent out back for me, and then sometimes will frequent in front of my truck. I have white cranes that will stay 10 feet from me, letting me take all the pictures I want in the world of them, just looking at me. And literally all my pictures, we were looking at them this evening. Every single picture I've taken, they are staring at me. You look at their eyes, they are right there at me. And this thing pops in my head because I have worms and I have snails, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I have all these flying creatures, which you've taught me that, in Asura, that's a different perspective from spirit because
right.
they can fly. But this also just popped in my head. The worms and the snails are also a different perspective because they're ground dwellers all the way at the base.
Right.
So it's an as above, so below type of perspective on all these things. So I feel like this is like a divine that it's just popped in my head right now. You're getting as above, so below signs from nature itself.
And with that too, I mean, while we're speaking of that, I must have saved at least 5 spiders within the past couple of days from the house. And they just stop. They just stop. I have to push them to go into the cup, you know, so that I can take them outside. So are these signs that you're talking about, Mama?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. These are the kind of signs that I'm talking about. I have a video. I went to the beach just like you. I went to the beach and I was meditating and I opened my eyes and there is a raven sitting on my leg.
Wow.
Wow.
And he let me grab the phone and take a video of him on my leg. So
I love that.
They're coming. So what I had to do is I had to say, okay, well, now I got to meditate and figure out what in the world this bird means. There's an excellent,
right.
there's several excellent books, but one of the first books I ever got was called Animals Speak.
Uh-huh.
And it's an excellent book. It just kind of guides you through. And then in the back of the book, it has different animals and what it means if this animal comes into your life. The difference between it is a lot of those books just tell you what it means when that animal comes into your life. This particular book, they tell you about the animal and what it means when the animal comes into your life. And then he suggests things for you to do, almost like homework, so that you can really connect with the spirit of the animal and take it to another level other than just opening a book and going, oh, well, a turtle came in, so that means I need to concentrate on something.
I usually use the Stephen Farmer animal spirit book.
Mama, it's
book. I've got that one too. But Animal Speak is an excellent book. I highly recommend it. And
it's
so
funny
when
you
see
talk about that book because that was actually gifted to me about 3 weeks ago.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about my day today. This will kind of help put everything in perspective for you. I was working on a client today, and she came in, and I went, whoa. And she goes, I know, just fix me. And I said, okay. So I put her on the table, and I'm putting, as you know, I have a grid under my table. Then you lay on a bed of amethyst. And then I put a grid on top of you before I start working on you.
Uh-huh.
And so I had stoned her very well, and she was covered. And so I left the room to let her kind of meditate for a moment or two, and I came back, and she was a little bit better, and I touched her, and I went, whoa. And she was like, I know, I don't know what it is. So I had gone to a class recently, and I had learned a new technique, and I had worked on her, and finally I said, go do your new technique. So I went and looked it up real quick in my phone because I had my notes there and said, okay. And so usually I don't speak to you when I'm working on you, but I had to kind of wake her up and say, I need for you to breathe. So it's a particular breathing pattern and a particular holding pattern. But she did it, and all of a sudden she goes, ah! And I said, what? She goes, I don't know, something just popped. And I said, like, it hurt you? And she goes, no, like it felt like a Coke bottle opened up. And I went, okay. And she goes, I need stones. And I said, well, you've got plenty. And she said, no, I've always wanted to learn how to heal with stones. And somebody gave me a stone book, and I put it in my bag, and I forgot about it. And I said, oh, that's weird, because that's the book that I just used to make your grid with. And when she got off the table, it's the very same book. The very same book.
Okay,
the universe was using me as a tool because I took the same book to the office. My books stay in my apartment. You know, they're here with me in my room, in my altar room. But I took this one downstairs to work and just did this grid just because I don't know why, other than universe said do it. And that was
right.
The very book that she needed to be studying. Now, what are the odds in the third dimension world, a
right.
coach or someone would say, what are the odds of that? Okay. Well, the odds are the universe wanted her to know that now is the time. The year one is almost over. Year two is getting ready to take shape. And now is the time for her to start reading the book and go and take her online class and become certified in crystal healing. I mean, it could not get any clearer than that.
Right. That is
and
awesome.
So that
is cool.
That's the kind of stuff that's happening. And the minute I picked up the book, she goes, oh, my God. And she said, I mean, every hair, I mean, she was going, she said, I'm excited, but I'm so creeped out. And I said, well, you know, the universe is talking to you. And she goes, I know, and I get that. And so she texted me when she got home, and she said, I'm looking up classes right now. So,
good.
So that's the kind of thing that you just can't fluff off in year two of being a coincidence, because there's no such thing anymore.
Right.
Everything is happening for a reason. Everything is to prepare human race for the next evolution.
Cool.
The fifth dimension,
I'm sorry, Mama. So is the two-year like a big bang year in a sense? Is it really like to like go like, for lack of a better term, and if you don't know, if you've never watched Down Periscope, this won't make any sense, but my mom watches it religiously. But it's and pardon my French, balls to the walls year where you go full throttle. Because that's kind of what the energy I'm picking up on is that it's going to be kind of that balls to the walls year. You got to be ready to go.
Exactly. You have
okay.
to at least be. You have to at least be ready to be open.
Okay.
If you're not accepting of anything else right now, because everybody's not at the same vibration place, and the object is not to make people that aren't there yet feel bad about themselves. So
right,
if they're not ready to take off, this is the year where they need to at least be willing to open and expand their mind. And
okay.
and that in itself, for people that aren't at that vibrational level, is a balls to the wall. Because that is so foreign to them, that takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage.
Right. Yeah. So
I mean,
take my intuitive development class.
Exactly. So if you've got somebody that just is so angry and so three-dimensional, earth-dimensional thinking, and everything is about money or about status quo or whatever, and they can just get to the point where they can open their mind and look at the world through another way of thinking, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is huge. So those of us that are already there, we can't look at them as, well, they're just not there yet. our job is to help bring them to this point, not to leave them behind.
Right.
So, yeah, we can be out there and getting started and getting ready and all this wonderful stuff, but we can't leave the others behind. We have to not drag them.
Right.
But just let them see that the door is open and give them the opportunity to walk through. Now, if they still choose not to, that's okay.
Right.
They'll get another chance at another time. But we're supposed to be trying to help people. That's why everybody's not at the same level yet. Because the people that aren't there yet are teaching us lessons too. And we
right.
can't forget that. But we have
right.
still have a lot to learn. And they are our teachers. And that can be very frustrating sometimes. I get it.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mama, for all of this great information. And I have taken some notes, and I'm going to reiterate a little bit over the course of the week, and then also recap with everybody next week as they come on. But it's really nice to not only have you on, but to know that there is relief in sight, that all of this hostility and all of this anger, all this grr stuff will pass through, but also to be on the lookout for the wave, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because the shift is here and the shift is coming. So just kind of be prepared for when you feel the shift, pay attention.
Absolutely.
And have your happy thought at 2:00.
Yes, everybody, 2:00, happy thought. I'm gonna remind everybody on Facebook, happy thought, 2:00.
I love that.
You know, and so that we can raise this vibration.
So I hope I answered at least one or two questions. And I love you ladies both very much.
I love you, Mom. Thank you so much for coming on. And I will be in touch with you.
Yes,
great.
And we
awesome.
Will. Right, and I will hopefully see you on Friday.
Okay.
Have
yes,
a lovely
hopefully.
Night, Mama.
All
you
right.
Too, lady. You have fun. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank
namaste.
You. Namaste. I love Mama. I mean, I love her. I really
I literally
love her.
Can feel Mama hugging me right now.
Yes. And, you know, for those of you out there who don't know, it was very interesting the way that Mama and I met.
Mm-hmm.
We had a group meeting down at Sunset Beach that another practitioner had coordinated,
mm-hmm.
and she was just bringing people in. And I was actually new to Wilmington by that time, and only had known Margo for several months. But she wanted to put me into this group, and so I went down, and we got into the room, and there was like 5 to 7 of us, and we're all saying hi to each other. And I see Mama across the room. She sees me. And there was this magnetic pull, like, I found you, you know, and we hugged each other. And I was like, I know you. And I know that feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she says, I'm the same way. And so we've been connected that way ever since. So that's why she's Mama, because
mm-hmm.
I know her as Mama. I know that, you know, that warm, fuzzy Mama feeling. So, you know, it's really important that we pay attention to those things too.
Right.
Because those are, you know, soulmates, those are interconnected, those are
kindred spirits,
or it's even vibrational recognized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I recognize your vibration, you recognize my vibration,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we're there. So really quickly as a recap, we've got this wave coming through. It's not really going to ease up until our next Mercury retrograde at 2:00. No matter what time zone you're in or country you're in, at 2:00, have a
mm-hmm.
happy thought. Try and get as many people together.
Remember to smile.
And we're moving through it. Intuitive development courses. This is the last week to sign up for the Oak Island course. So if you really want to do that, please shoot me an email. It's all about this vibrational too, because we're stepping into this new year. And obviously, it's not you wake up on January 1st and the whole world
no,
is changed.
And it's
happening now. It's a gradual shift that's happening. But, you know, if you want to connect with yourself, spirit, other people, and really get and understand how energy works around us, through us, with us, my intuitive development course teaches you that. And you're a graduate, so you can you can speak on that. You know, and it's just the bottom basics of everything. It teaches you, actually, if you wanted to add, let's say, Reiki on top of it, it makes Reiki easier for you to understand because you already have this basic learning. It's like learning your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s, and then you go up and you can add, you know, 2 apples. So, you know, and you can...
It gives you the basic fundamentals on just about any of it.
Right. So then you...
Anything and everything.
And you can actually just take out with those basics, as long as you practice it, you know, you can create your own career with it. If you wanted to do reading,
you have your own
personal
evolution with it.
Right. And so it really interconnects you. And I know that there's several people on here who are watching us that have graduated and, you know, have come back to sit in on refreshers and what have you. And you've sat in on most of the refreshers. And what happens is the stories change, the teaching changes, the ideas change, the, you know, and that's just because it's evolving with the time. So
it's evolving and it's adjusting it. You get it from spirit and that adjusts it to who's in your class at that time to how they need to learn.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody learns differently. So spirit's going to give you, because you tap into spirit when you do the class and it kind of adjusts it for you. So when you do that, it's going to adjust it to make it more in tune for the people that are in that class so they can learn and evolve better.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, even my gifts are changing and everybody's are shifting, but my gifts are changing. And I had mentioned this to Mama one time, was that I don't hear, I don't see anymore. I know.
Right.
And knowing is beyond believing. It's knowledge, you know. And so when I sit down in front of you, you know, it's like, I know this is happening. It's not because I'm seeing it here or that I'm hearing it here. It's that feeling of knowledge. I know this. I know where I live. I know what he looks like, even though I've never seen him before. I know what he's saying. I know what he sounds like, not because it's the old school of I can see things, I can project things, I can hear, clairaudience, clairvisual, whatever you want to call it. But now it's just the knowledge. I'm being given information.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, with as many guides as I have behind me, you know, it's not that I need to feel them with me anymore. I know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to feel them. We're, you know, I'm moving into that. And I will say that even though I've had, me personally have had issues over the past couple months with just this vibrational energy funk that's going on, vibrational funk that's going on. I feel so much better knowing what I know. I feel so much better knowing that I can connect and how I can connect. And even just in my personal life, you know, in front of my altar, my personal altar and what I do. And, you know, that when I am reading or when I am talking or when I'm feverishly writing down something that spirit's telling me, because, you know, that happens and it just so happens at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning when everything's quiet, you know, that this is information that's coming through and, you know, I'm human. I doubt myself, but sometimes I get into funky moods and I'm like, help, somebody help me. But you know, there is that spiritual side that says, okay, you know, we're just moving you along.
Yeah. You can call and message and I am anytime.
Bitch.
We all got a vent, honey.
And complain and whine and yes.
We all got a vent. That is so, I mean, and you do it, you know?
Yeah.
I do it.
I know.
Although sometimes I'll do it in my car. I'm venting out loud to myself and whoever's with me spiritually in the car, because I'll be griping at somebody. And this is where when Mama was talking about, you know, throwing love at somebody, when I have to start trying to really throw love at people.
I love you!
Because
go to heaven!
Some of these people really do irk my nerves. Just pull out, I mean, you're a car that's going to pull out in front of a little car, like Prius car, okay? Which, nothing against the Prius, but I have a Suburban. She's a beast. You're going to pull out in front of my truck and go 30 and a 45 or 50. Police, I've got to stop a 6,000-pound truck.
Yeah.
To your little 1,500-pound Prius. It's not going to be pretty, people. So, yeah, I'm going to have to start throwing love at the car. I'm going to put a big heart on the front of my truck. People are going to be like, what the fuck is
this
girl doing?
I love you! Get out of my way!
Yeah, basically. That whole point right there.
Yeah, we'll change it to this, which is I love you, instead of the finger.
I don't even give a finger. I don't blow my horn. I don't give a finger. I'm doing this with my truck. Like, what are you thinking? Get food. Make up your mind. I'm giving them advice. It's on my truck. Like, they can see me.
Well, but it's like Leah waving at her phone to say hi to us. I have no road rage. I very rarely get upset, and I'm just joking around. But I mean, this is a good practice maybe for those people out there.
For the most part, I'm usually pretty docile, but there are some people that just, when they almost clip my truck, that's my baby. Don't mess with my baby.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with the truck. That popped in my head right there. So
Marianne says it's calling us to trust what we know from the from higher spirit, from source within a deep way. And, you know, it's something that I've taught. And I've taught along the way many things is to trust first instinct.
Yeah.
Trust yourself. And even if the person who is sitting right in front of you is telling you no, 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 you have to understand that it does apply somehow. And I've used this example on several occasions. I had I was teaching a class, and one of my students, I said something to her, and she goes, no. And I said, are you sure? Because this is what I see. She goes, no. And she kept saying no, and she kept saying no. And then later on, maybe two, three days later, she calls me and she says, I just didn't want to admit it, but I knew what you were talking about. And yes, it was true, but I just wanted you to have that confirmation. I just didn't want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So trusting that gut instinct, and 99% of the time I'm there. I'm trusting that. I'm believing that. And I'm holding that. So, you know, even when we're in a reading, I have a lot of people who say, no, 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 that's not, or no, I don't know what you're talking about. I tell them to hang on to it, because really time is not something that we can predict, because it doesn't exist.
You did that with me. When I first went in for my reading, you told me there was something that was like 5 or 6 years ago that had happened, and I had no clue what it was, couldn't put my finger on it, nothing. So I went home and I was going through pictures or just trying to figure out what was going on. And it didn't happen right away. It wasn't like I immediately found out what it was, but it was on Facebook on a feed.
Uh-huh.
Dusty's picture came up, and you had pinpointed when I had lost my Dusty, which she was my first familiar. She was, it was a beautiful pet human bond. We really were, you know, we knew each other. Our souls knew each other.
Right.
Very, very well. She was my baby. And yes, I have my babies now, and I don't know what I'd do without them. And I feel like in some ways she's reincarnated a little bit into some of them. But Dusty was, she was my baby. So
yeah.
You pinpointed on that, and I had no clue about it at the thing. And it's like, and I think I actually, when I came to see you the next time, I was like, I now know what that was 5 years ago, and I told you it was Dusty.
Yeah.
So.
And just remember that, you know, when you do have readings with people, and I'm part of several Facebook groups that are of psychic readings, and I'm mm-hmm. watching people as they're doing readings on other people. And this one person came back very angry and very upset. Well, I've had 3 readings, and they all said that my husband was going to get the job, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you see people who are trying to justify things, you know, as they go along. And then there's one saying out there, why don't these people reach out and apologize? You know, they're human and what have you. And then you're like, well, readings are for entertainment purposes only and da, 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 da. And I chimed in and I said, you know, time is not something that any of us can really predict. We can ask for a season to give us a time range. And usually, like, they'll show us the beach if it's summer, or if the leaves are falling, you know, it's fall or winter or what have you. But that doesn't really calculate per se. And I said, he may not have gotten this position at this time, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to get the next one.
Right.
So they could have been seeing the next one.
Right. Because there is no concept of time.
Right. There is no time. Time is man-made. We, you know, we base it on the position of the sun. That's all we do. But on the other side, on vibrational side, on, you know, spirit side, that doesn't exist. It's everything is happening all at one time. And, you know, from birth to death, everything's kind of, if we talk about string theory, now we're getting into quantum physics. But, you know, if we look at everything.
Are you going to make me put my science thinking cap on?
Maybe. If we look at everything as a line this way, and we're all walking this way, then, you know, we have birth and death.
Right.
And it's all happening in a line, and we just happen to be, you know, moving up that line. Instead of thinking of things this way, mm-hmm. time as this is the past and that's the future.
Right.
And we're here. We're actually in the future and we're in the past all at the same time. It's all happening at one time. So when you go out there, and why this is coming up, I can't even tell you. Maybe somebody out there needs this message, is that if everything is happening all at one time, readings cannot be predicted to the T, to the point. Now, a lot of people are very good at getting names. If I get a name, write it down. Because
yeah.
that's the key. If I get a number, write it down, or I will write it down for you. Because those things are audibly hard to hear or hard to understand. Time-wise, if I get a time, or, you know, you really can't hold us to this, because the interpretation is not the same for everybody. I don't get numbers most of the time. I don't get names most of the time. I get sounds. It sounds like Mary. It sounds like Mark. You know, they all have that same running together sign,
mm-hmm.
but or sound. But whoever's out there who needs this information, that's for you. Don't hang on to those things. Just think of things as running this way,
parallel,
as opposed to
ahead and behind.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're fine.
Do we have anything else that we want to mention? Are there any questions out there for anybody?
Not for me.
Okay.
I'm kind of on a little
yeah.
crash moment.
Well, you're being downloaded too. We're all being downloaded.
I'm going to crash.
So I hope that if you're just joining us, go back and listen to the beginning of this, because we had Mama Chris on and she really did explain what this wavy thing is.
I can't wait to see Mama again.
I know. I miss her so much. And that really explains how the, you know, what's happening in the universe and why the energy is as wonky as it is right now. And once again, 2:00, deep breaths. We're all going to get through this. I promise.
Happy thoughts.
Send all the love and light you can to California right now. Napa, San Francisco, Sonoma County, all of that. And I'm from there. So I'm actually seeing the places in my mind. You know, there's wildfires that are going on, and I told you earlier, State Farm itself, and that's just State Farm because I work for State Farm, it's over 11,000 homes are gone. And that's just State Farm in 2 days. So that doesn't include all the other insurance companies that are out there. I guess since there's no other questions, we're going to sign off for tonight. I hope to see everybody next week. If you guys have any questions or any suggestions of things that you want us to talk about, please shoot me a message either on Facebook, email me if you want to sign up for any of my classes. I do have some talks coming up. I'm going to arrange those and give you some dates on those. I am going to be in Oak Island on Friday to do that. Just let us know, and we'll be happy to have Mama on any other time that she wants to talk and join us again, because
yes,
she is
yes.
she is a wealth of information, I tell you. All right.
I think her talk was amazing tonight. It hit so many different things.
It was. And she's, well, because that's how it comes in for her. So
right.
she, it leads her through. And I mean, I can sit and listen to her for hours because I get it. I understand it.
Right.
You know,
you
and,
absorb it.
And I absorb it. So, Mama, thank you. I love you. I
yes.
will see you on Friday, hopefully. And good night to Facebook
yes.
people.
Good night,
and
everybody.
Everybody on Blog Talk, you are going to get your end song.
Yes.
And we will talk to you later.
Later, Gators. I see it, alligator at my farm.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't.
Good night,
everyone.
I hope you have a wonderful evening. Catch you next Tuesday.